In a report released on Tuesday, the United Nations said the U.S. had given notice that it will halt funding to the UN-backed mission in Haiti. UN spokesman Stephane Dujarric said the U.S. freeze will have what he termed as immediate impact on the Kenyan-led mission. Kenyan officials are more optimistic. Musalia Mudavadi is Kenya's prime cabinet secretary.
The issue of Haiti is also a multinational effort. It is not hinged on one nation. And the mission, MSS mission, is there upon the resolution of the United Nations. Now, there are many countries that are contributing. The U.S. is one. It has contributed some money. It has contributed equipment. The U.S. government has, even after the pronouncement, there's been a waiver of support to the tune of $40 million.
The U.S. move will stop $13.3 million in pending aid. Kenya's government spokesperson Isaac Mwaura on Wednesday said other countries have committed to ensure the mission is successful.
That the fund has sufficient resources to continue underwriting the mission until the end of September 2025, so there is no crisis. The transition of the mission to full U.N. mission to ensure financial sustainability is a key priority to which Kenya and all partners are committed. So it's very, very clear. We don't have a crisis. The U.S. has only posted about $15 million, and yet we already have $85 million. And so we'll be also talking to other, you know, countries to ensure that whatever deficit that there is, as at now, shall be met before September.
The mission was approved by the UN Security Council nearly 2 years ago to support the fight by Haiti's authorities against criminal gangs. Mwaura says, as of the end of last year, several countries, among them the U.S., Canada, France, Turkey, Spain, Italy, and Algeria, had pledged more than $100 million to fund the mission.
The UN Trust Fund for Haiti is a fund that supports the multinational security support MSS mission in Haiti, as established in October 2023 by the UNSCR Resolution 2699. And it is a Kenyan-led mission which has police deployments from not just Kenya, but Guatemala, Jamaica, El Salvador, Bahamas, and Belize, among others.
The multinational security support mission for Haiti is not a formal United Nations operation and relies on voluntary contributions. The move comes as the U.S. President Donald Trump imposes an across-the-board freeze on foreign assistance. It has also ordered thousands of USAID employees and contractors to be put on leave while his administration evaluates all foreign aid programs. Last month, Kenya sent an additional 217 police officers to Haiti as part of a multinational force to control gang violence in the Caribbean nation. For VOA Africa, I am Moreno Jiambo in Nairobi.